Did you ever see it made any other way, like maybe a tie or something?
Well, there is a type of quilt that you actually use the square blocks, I believe, and you pad them and you line them, but then you you actually tie a little wads of thread, and then I think you clip it and it leaves little fuzzy looking balls all over it. And
is that called anything special?
I don't really know, because I'm not familiar with that, you know, the different types of quilts much.
Okay, and say if you had a lot of company over and didn't have enough beds in the house for the children, you might make a
pallets.
Okay. And talking about kinds of land now, you say we expect a big yield from that field this year because the soil is very
rich.
Okay. Any other word you might use to mean rich?
Fertile.
Okay. What different types of soil do you have? Different types of land?
I don't think I know exactly what to...
Well, do you have names for different types of soil?
Well, you have, like, say, sandy soil, or you have maybe rocky soil, or... really, that's all. I don't know that much about soil.
Have you ever heard, real rich black soil being called anything?
No, I can't think of anything right now.
Have you ever heard of loam or loon or something like that?
I've heard the word, but it's not a word that I've heard used very much.
What types of land are there on, say, your property? Like maybe land along a stream that's real rich?
You mean what types?
Bottom.
Well, say what would you call that flat, low land along a stream that?
Bottom land.
Okay. And what about a land that's might not be good for much of anything besides growing clover or alfalfa or something like that?
It'd just be like pasture land.
Okay. And what about land that's got water standing in it most of the time?
Swamps, I think.
Right.
Okay. And if someone was getting water off the swamps, you'd say that they were
draining the swamps.
Okay. And what would you call the little things that they cut?
Oh, trenches.
Okay. And what about land that, say, is just wet enough to get your tractor stuck in it?
Well, it's just low land, you mean?
Have you ever heard of crawfish land?
I've heard of crawfish, but actually not crawfish land. Yeah. I never referred to that.
I just heard it a couple of weeks ago.
I haven't heard. See, I've heard of crawfish, but I've never heard land called crawfish land.
It's supposed to be
their land.
There's wet land.
We all have swamp.
Well, I'm not familiar with that. Maybe that was like their land. Like we always had some land we call the rocky bottom. We had it on our farm. We had a field that over the hill from the house, and we referred to it as a rocky bottom. And Daddy, we had corn in it. We raised corn. And it was next to a stream, but it was rocks continually. You could never get the rocks out of it.
Huh.
And when you hoed, you was continually hitting rocks. And that was the name of it, the Rocky Bottom. So, maybe that's where their crawfish land.
Well, they said there were crawfish in the land. So.